Good morning. This is Dan Darnall from KFUO Radio. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is 1 John chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. The Reverend Mark Kessling is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading from today is from 1 John chapter 2. My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. He is a propitiation for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. And by this we know that we have come to know him, if we keep his commandments. Whoever says, I know him, but does not keep his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him truly the love of God is perfected. By this we may know that we are in him. Whoever says he abides in him ought to walk in the same way in which he walked. Beloved, I am writing you no new commandment, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. At the same time, it is a new commandment that I am writing to you, which is true in him and in you. Because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, a number of years ago, I received a communication for which many of you are familiar. It was an invitation to serve on jury duty. In this case, it was the St. Louis County Court in Clayton. If you have served on a jury or have spent time around the courthouse or correctional facilities, you generally feel there is a heaviness in the air. For one, such a location may not be a familiar place with its protocols, its rules, its safety measures, and the personnel that are there to serve the public. In addition, there are serious business in the lives of many citizens. People's freedom and lives are on the line. Victims are being asked to relieve difficult moments of their life. We understand that justice must be done to wrongdoers, but also want to have reconciliation with those who have done wrong. I ended up not being selected to serve on the jury. But one of the main things I remember of that day was observing the activity outside the courtrooms. During breaks, as we walked down the halls, you could see the seriousness and the pain on the faces and in the demeanor of those in the hall outside of each courtroom. Of course, I didn't know the details of the stories, but it wasn't hard to see that the groups of people were family members and loved ones who were supporting a person tied to a case. They may have been loved ones of the person on trial, and they were there to let the person know that they were cared for and loved regardless of the verdict. Or the supporters may have been family and friends of the victim of a crime, supporting them through this time of reliving and providing witness and reliving those difficult moments. In the groups, you could see the outpouring of love. This love on display reminded me of the love of Jesus shown to me and on display in Christian community. An overarching theme of 1 John is God's love that he has for his people and his creation, love poured out for us in Jesus. And this love of God that outpours from his people then into Christian community and into the world. And God's love was not an abstract idea, but was tangible in Jesus. As John says in the opening of the letter, he had seen, heard, and touched the word of life, Jesus. In our reading today, John educates in a number of ways about the love of Jesus and his actions on our behalf. In one way, he brings us into the courtroom. He calls Jesus our advocate. Jesus is our mediator before God. In love, Jesus is our defender, and for our salvation points to his righteousness, his selfless love, and the act of bearing our sin so that we might rightly know our loving Heavenly Father. And in love, John also is clear with us. Sin is serious. And we will sin. John makes sure that we know our frailties and our need for a Savior. Sin is serious and something we fight against with the words of the advocate. Not only is the consequences of sin death, but it affects our daily relationship with God and with others. Satan and sin are deadly influences. Therefore, we humbly confess our sins to God, appealing to our advocate, Jesus. Jesus has won the victory over the consequences of sin and the broken down, and has broken down the separation between us and God. Jesus also arms us for the fight against temptation and sin in our daily lives. The power for this fight, or the evidence that Jesus has armed us, is not from our internal or our own power, but rather we rely on Jesus. For only Jesus, the righteous, can be our advocate. Our advocate is present with us, bringing comfort and joy even in the face of trials. Jesus, as true man, could sympathize with human beings in our facing of the attacks of Satan. Jesus knew temptation, but knew no sin. He knew hunger, heartbreak, and persecution, but did not give up for our sake. And for our sake, God made him to be sin, that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Only Jesus, the righteous, is the atoning sacrifice, the propitiation for our sin. He bore our sin at the cross so that the punishment meant and deserved by us would be transferred to him. And by his act of selfless love, we know love and are free. In our baptism, we were baptized into his death with him that we might be raised from the dead and walk in the newness of life, from Romans 6. And by God's grace, we abide in Jesus. In the water of baptism and the power of Jesus' word, we are brought into relationship with him, and he keeps us in fellowship. And by God's grace, we live in Christ and are guided by him and his words as we daily learn to repent, be refreshed by the forgiveness of our sins, and be empowered to walk as Jesus did. Through the work of our advocate, just as I witnessed in the courtroom that day, love is a part of our daily lives. Jesus shows his love through his life, death, and resurrection. Jesus shows his love through his presence and word and sacrament, and we show our love to Jesus by listening to him. We listen to his word. His word invites. His word speaks truth. His word guides to obey all his instructions and teachings. Through this, God works through us, and his love is complete as we learn to love as Christ first loved us. Out of love, Christ puts us into his community. And an important of that community is learning and striving together to listen to Jesus and to keep his word. As the triune God is in fellowship, so we as his people are called by God into faith in him. And we gather as God's people, following John's example by pointing each other to Jesus for forgiveness, for looking to Jesus for the power to forgive others, and to hear Jesus' word together to be encouraged in our walk in the Lord. May this love of Jesus, the righteous one, be our confidence and strength. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.